few minutes ago, we recited the Lord's Prayer and the pastoral prayer. I say recite because we've known this prayer since we were children, and it becomes old hat to us, so we actually say the words and don't know what they mean. So how many of us actually pray the words? Remember in Matthew 6, Jesus gave us these words to pray. This is how we should pray when we pray, Lord, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We praise God. Blessed is his name. Thy kingdom come. We look forward to his kingdom. Thy will be done. Not our will, but your will, Lord. That's where we hand everything over to God. Give us this day our daily bread. It's not what we want. Give us what we need. Give us what we need to sustain us both physically and spiritually. And then the next part, we ask for forgiveness of our sins. We acknowledge our sins and ask for forgiveness. But we can't receive that forgiveness until we forgive our neighbors. So forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Keep us on the narrow and straight. Keep us from Satan's grasp. And because of this, for thine is the kingdom, and he has the power to take care of us. And we give, overall, we give glory to his name forever and ever. So if you would, bow your head or close your eyes, whatever it takes to get into an attitude of prayer, and pray these words with me as I sing this prayer to our Lord.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.